This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Eurythmics and A Thorn in My Side. Now, do you have a thorn in your side when it comes to your relationship with the main person that you're spending your life with? Comedian Chris Ramsay and his wife Rosie, they've got a podcast which includes the words married and annoyed, and also I'll put in shocked at the beginning, but no, it's not shocked. It's an unpronounceable word beginning with S and H, has an A in it, a GG and an ED, but I suppose that's what marriage is partly about. Right, they've been talking about the best advice they could give for a happy relationship. Is it sound advice?
Have a laugh together.
Yes.
That's our, not that we've got a secret to our marriage.
No secret.
We have a laugh. We have a laugh, and it makes life a little bit more enjoyable, doesn't it?
As long as we make each other laugh,
yeah.
We feel like it's been a success.
And you don't always have to laugh at each other. Watch something funny. That's funny.
Laugh together.
Just have a laugh together.
Or laugh at the other one's misfortune.
That's all.
Is that where we're going? I'm going for that.
Always.
A section on our podcast called What's Your Beef, mm-hmm. And talk about things. Do a What's Your Beef section with each other. Just ask what's annoying you about the other person. Hurts at first, yeah. I'll be honest, but you get over it.
It does help.
Yeah, they seem to be very much in love. They want to have a laugh, and also they want to be upfront and say, listen, this annoys me. So pretty straightforward advice. Let me speak to a woman who's pretty open herself about her relationship with the wonderful Steve. And this is the lovely Helen McClemons from the Sour Wee blog. Helen, I wouldn't, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying this. I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of you.
Gosh, it sounded a bit scary there, Frank.
But you know what, yeah. I mean? You call a spade, don't you?
I do, yeah. And it's actually been very useful whenever it's been meeting partners, because I've usually been able to suss out, you know, who wouldn't be ideal to make the right choices, because that's really what it's about, isn't it? This couple, they do seem very much in love, but what it's all based upon, it's intrinsic, is that they really chose the right people in the first place, you know? And I'm actually reading a brilliant book at the minute. This is a whole other topic, so we'll not get on to it, but it's called The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober. But the lady quotes a writer who says, the Buddhists say if you meet someone and your heart pounds and your hands shake, that's not the one. When you meet your soulmate, you'll feel calm. And I thought that was the most interesting thing I've ever heard, because when I met Stevie, I always felt calm. So it was a slow burner, but it was a burner nonetheless. And, you know, when we have ended up married and really, really happy together, we just fit. So I think that's a lovely thing maybe for young people who are out, you know, looking for a life partner. You're expecting the movie love, aren't you? And the racing heart and the sweating palm.
And all the fun of the fair of, you know, the early 80s and whatever. I remember meeting, you know, all sorts of girls at all sorts of parties. And, you know, some of them were amazing. And you had that feeling of, wow, this is great crack. And, you know, at times your heart was beating. But when I met my wife and I met her in that circle, it was just like serene. There was a serenity. There was just a calmness is the word. You just thought, this person is so much better than everyone else I have met in the normal walk of life. So maybe that is the light that shines on the one that makes her or him different from all the others in the crowd.
Frank, I really hope Mrs. Mitchell's listening to this. This is like a late Valentine's gift for her, hearing that.
An old romantic like me, non-stop, non-stop. But, you know, I don't know how some people can go public and give advice. There are couples who do that, and they do it like for marriage guidance, and they do it for advice to teenagers. They'll be very open. They'll come up in front of, say, a group of 18-year-olds and sit as a married couple and talk about, you know, anything from budgeting to the bedroom. You have to have some brass neck and courage to be able to do that.
But I guess it's actually really, really important, you know, to hear, because, I mean, a lot of people don't grow up seeing fine examples of married life, and they don't know what to expect in relationships. And I think it's something that's helpful if it's demonstrated to you. So if they've grown up in really and watching, say, parents or family friends or aunts and uncles who aren't in relationships that function well, they'll not know what is a good relationship if they haven't had that demonstrated. So, you know, fair play to people who are willing, as long as they're not irritating and preachy. And that's what I really liked about this couple, because I didn't actually know them. But I thought, oh, I could listen to them. They're a bit of crack. And they're quite funny, and they have a mischievous grin. You know, I'm not interested really in hearing what other people get up to in the bedroom. So it's not that I'm going to be really tuning in for that much. But just that idea that people can say, look, if something really annoys you, for flip's sake, say something. And you don't have to say it in a, you know, in a really nasty way. Or, to be fair, I have plenty of, I'm sure, quite revolting habits, and Stevie never really says anything. So I sometimes just keep shtum if he does something I don't really like.
Go ahead, Helen. Tell us what revolting habits the Sar Wee bloggist has.
Oh, God, I hope the mothership isn't listening to this. Look, I'm a wild picker at things. You know, if the poor fella has a spot, I'm like, come here, let me at that. Oh, it's disgusting. I know. I really.
Tell me this, right? Let me challenge you. Would you cut your fingernails in front of someone?
I would.
I remember doing that in front of a colleague once, where I cut my fingernails into a waste paper basket. And she nearly went mad. She said, How do you do that? How dare you be so filthy to be cutting... Now, my fingernails were absolutely clean. You know, to be cutting your fingernails. And then she said, you wouldn't cut your toenails into that bin. I said, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't cut my toenails into the bin. But there's a difference between trimming your fingernails into a bin and trimming your toenails. But... Her line was way beyond that, you know. Hygiene in capital letters. No cutting here at all.
I think what's really interesting about relationships is, you know, initially it is all flowers and romance, but ultimately you just want somebody that's kind. And whenever himself was doing a lot of marathon running, he managed to completely wreck his hip. So he was hobbling about and he couldn't really move very well. And so I do remember seeing him struggle to put his socks on. And I said, come on, I'll do that, you chit. And I thought, like, this is really what love is, isn't it? It's whenever, like, because you never know what life has in store. So you got to really love the person you shack up with, because you don't know what you're going to have to be doing.
Well, this is true, for better or for worse and all of that. Just on the issue about Chris Ramsay and his wife Rosie talking about they don't have any secrets, let's take the girls who entertained us at last weekend and have been all across social media and filled this programme on Monday morning at the Devonish. Those girls who got up on stage with the naked men, do you feel that some of their partners were shocked to see that? Sadly, it sounds like as if some relationships were broken as a result of it. But would that have been a massive shock if you'd looked on social media and saw your partner dancing with a naked person?
I would have found it pretty difficult. Like, I don't think I'm ridiculously jealous, but I would have found it really, really hard. Yeah,
and I just wonder on that, is it because they were dancing with the naked person, or is it because you're suspicious of what they may have done afterwards when the cameras were away? Is it that you start to build a picture in your head of something that didn't happen at all, but your mind your mind loses the run of itself? Or is the line crossed by getting up on the stage in the first place?
Yeah, I suppose every relationship is really different, you know, and I can imagine people going out for a laugh and maybe they just have one too many and then they think this is a bit of crack. And I also feel really strongly about the kind of misogynistic aspect of that whole Devonish thing, because I would say that men heading off to strip joints and stags and whatever, and that all just stays under wraps. I think the problem
is... that one where the misogyny existed on Saturday night.
Well, from the point of view that women are not expected to be getting up and dancing with naked men, you know, that just is something that is apparently abhorrent, and relationships have suffered and failed as a result from what we've heard at the weekend. But I would imagine that there are folk who go off on big lads' holidays and are probably up to something similar. But what happens in Warsaw or Prague stays in Warsaw or Prague.
Yeah.
But it's not staying in the Devonish because everybody was there with the videos.
Listen, I've written an article about it for the Belfast Telegraph for this Saturday exactly on that theme. And I based a lot younger than me. And they were, one of them was married relatively recently. And she told me that her partner went off to I think it was called a steak and strip, which is you go and have a meal and a woman comes and entertains you while you are eating your meal. And this was apparently very successful and very enjoyable for the group of young fellas who went on the stag do. But the young woman that I was talking to, she wanted to have a stripper at her hen do, and the mother-in-law objected, because even though the mother-in-law was happy for her son to have a stripper,
accepts that people maybe got a bit carried away, and also, you know, on Saturday night, and if you are out with your buddies, who the heck was taking the videos anyway? Like, that's just, it's just nasty, and there's no need for it. I mean, personally, Frank, I wouldn't have been there. I wouldn't really enjoy or get off and seeing some greasy naked man frolicking about. That would do absolutely nothing for me. But if you're with your friends and you think that's a bit of crack, they shouldn't be daubing you in and getting you into bother.
Yeah, but this is the modern age. This is what this article's about on Saturday. You know, smartphones have changed the game, and nothing is private now. Absolutely nothing is private. But to get back to the relationship element of it, if you're on the stage, and I don't want to personalise it about you, but if a lady of your ilk is on the stage and dancing and enjoying herself, and the Stevies of this world are at home and they're scrolling their phone, and the next thing they see you on the stage, do you expect to be locked out of the house when you go home? Or do you expect you expect your partner to say, hey, I didn't know you had as lively a side as that. My goodness me, maybe we should go and explore things.
The fact is, I do think if I was to come home, Stevie would just say, heavens, what were you up to? Let me see some of those moves once in a while. Like, we are very secure, and I think he would just have a laugh, and he would probably just taunt me about it for years.
But isn't that healthy?
Uh-huh. 100%.
Unfortunately, some of the younger ones who would have been carried away on Saturday night and who are now finding themselves that their relationship is broken, it's an element of immaturity all round. Immature
100%.
As in they got up on the stage, and an immature attitude from the partner who just can't handle it. Now, I'm not criticising anyone for getting up on the stage, and I'm not criticising the partner for calling time on the relationship, because I don't know about individual couples. But what I am saying is, and Pastor Paul Byrne said this on our programme on Monday, it was a very good point to come from a pastor from the Sandy Row. He said, you know, let's not judge. Let's remember that there are people who can build relationships again. And those who may have found it stressful can take some counselling. And it's important to take some counselling sometimes, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, you are so right. And I think that's the thing. If you enter into a relationship for the long term, there are going to be times that are really, really difficult. So how can you get past that? And if you do need to go and you need to go to relate, or you need to talk to different people, or I fully advocate that. And I'm quite behind it, because relationships are hard. But if there's not that fundamental, real strong love in the first place, it can be pretty hard to repair it, can't it? So I think one of the things is, before you do dive into a really significant relationship, have a good think. Does this person, is this really the right one for me? And if it is, throw yourself into that 100% and work on it. But other times, I mean, maybe some people are finding they have a lucky escape here. Maybe the definition wasn't the wrong thing for them. Maybe they've realised, actually, this is the wrong relationship for me. If I am going to be cruelly judged and locked out of the house, maybe then they do need to seek some counselling and say, look, you know, let's look at the bottom line here.
Yeah, all of that is relevant. The Sarwee blog is out again, and Helen McClements is now a relationships counsellor. You're not, but you could do it, Helen. You really could. Listen, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bye.
It's 25 past 10. You won all five.
Finding the right car insurance should be as simple as ABC. And here at ABC Insurance, we've been doing just that. With 50 years experience making car cover easy, tailored to individual needs direct from our high street offices. Why not start your journey with us today? Call up or simply call in and talk to our highly experienced, friendly team. We keep it personal. We make it simple. We are ABC Insurance. Alan Brown & Co. NI Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Tonight on Conversations with Gerry Kelly, my special guest is comedian Jimmy Cricket. And there's more. Much more, in fact, to Jimmy than just a silly hat and a pair of Wellington boots. Find out on Conversations with me, Gerry Kelly, tonight at 10 o'clock on Sky 588, Freeview Channel 7, or you can stream at kellytonight.com.
Need to see a doctor and struggling with long waits on the phone? Avoid the waiting times with Hollywood Private.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.